That's all right. That's all right. I know it's been a long time since I've written to you. But I've been busy, honey. I've been away. I've been down to Saigon City. And I just got home about 2 hours ago. And here I am, hurrying and hurrying to get my honey a letter right away and in the mail first thing in the morning so she won't be so lonesome. But I had to go down to Saigon and I had to check on my orders. And I wanted to get a physical examination. And there's a lot of things that I want to do. And by golly, I just didn't write while I was down there. And I went away last Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Today is Sunday, the 18th. And I've been gone for 4 days. And I haven't written my baby. Maybe the mail being what it is, you won't notice a big lag. I got a letter when I come back today from you, written the 8th and mailed the 10th, when you told me about the big flood. The big flood I saw in the newspapers where the big flood in Cold Creek Canyon was. And some washed out Jeeps and washed out houses and things like that. I wondered then if old Boulder Creek went on a rampage. They should, with the reservoir, they should be able to control most of that Boulder Creek water. And down South Boulder, they can let it down the canyon. It ought to get roaring when it gets out past Boulder. But I'll bet it was a sight to see with all that rain coming in 4 days. I'll bet she had everybody really tuned up. Well, anyway, it was quite a nice letter telling me about the flood and about everybody there, and Bobby with his hoose underwater. You ought to see them flood out here. These guys, they flood, or they live on the ground in the first place, so when it floods up over their head, they have to crawl up on the house. No place to go but up on the house. Unless the boat comes and takes them to higher land, then nobody bothers too much. We did a little of that last flood, I guess. But I knew that old sump pump would take care of you. Just as dry as a bone under there. And that's a bad corner, too. It can flood down in there quite a bit, so that'll give that old sump pump a good workout. And that's what it's for, is to keep the water out of from under the house. Well, I went down to Saigon, and I went down there to see about my future assignment. And I think I hit the jackpot. Anyway, I met old Lou Warman. In fact, he met me at the airplane. And he took me over to his apartment where I, see, I got, I was in a hotel called the Vin Loy. And he lives down there in Saigon, an apartment house, USAID apartment. He's borrowed it from a guy who's going to be back on home leave. And he's on the list to get one sometime. And I guess I'll be on the list to get one sometime. Because I think this is just kind of preempted before anything is formalized. But Lou asked me if I'd come down and work with him on a deal, on a job he's doing. He's organizing something. And he's trying to get three or four or five good people around him. And I'm a good guy. As he said, I know you think I am, and I think I am. And I don't know what these guys here will think I am. Says, I got one more month to hold out here, baby. Boy, and I'm trying all I can to hold out back here. I'm having little troubles. I was kind of peaceful for a long time. But now the pieces are falling to pieces in a way. But that's kind of an odd story, and it's Bull Carley again with his lousy personality. When he gets teed off, wants to drag his heels, but I'll remember you in the sunshine and love, and I'll keep everything going. Well, anyway, I went down there to check the personnel people, see if they had a job for me when I come back, that I didn't want to come back to this same assignment, that I had had enough of Quan Nai and I Corps, and they said they had a couple of good jobs open, but they've also had a couple of people that are that they've had in line for them, so I guess I missed out on them. But anyway, he said a guy named Lloyd Fields. He's a personnel man. He's a colored boy. And he took real interest in me, looked at my record, and he said, well, you got a lot of qualifications here. We ought to be able to fill you in someplace. So he said, no trouble with the assignment. We'll get you reassigned someplace down here in Four Corps. And Lou introduced me to the guy, took me over and introduced me. So then the first night, Lou and I had dinner together, and then the next day, we had lunch together at... I went down to the personnel people the next day, and I talked to them, and I went and saw my backstop officer, and it's a woman, of all things. She lost my record. She couldn't find it. It's a good thing I went down there, because she didn't find my record, but we figured out when I was due to leave. We figured out the 20th of June, like I figured. So she's going to write my orders, 20th of June, and send them to me. And we got some other things straightened out that... the thing I wanted to tell you, what I did, I put in for your safe haven from Manila. Now, safe haven is, there's lots of countries out here to go to, and Manila's probably the poorest choice from what the glamour people want. There's Taipei and Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, and so forth, but those are a little too exotic. I would get a nice place in Manila. It's only 2 hours from here, and I can come and see you every 28 days or something like that. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I put in for it and asked if I could accompany you back to safe haven. And it has to go to Washington and be approved and so forth. So I think that's a pretty good deal. I'll get you back here in safe haven. Now that means that we have to do something about breaking up housekeeping. And after 10 years, it's going to be hard to break up housekeeping. But I think it won't hurt us. We can get somebody to take care of our things at home. I think we can make out all right. Nevertheless, we'll have to figure out a way to have it done, like the banking and a lot of business like that. But I know that we'll work it out when I get back there. Well, I got through with the personnel people, and then Lou and I went to lunch the second day down. That was on Friday. And we went over to lunch at a place, Sing Sing Restaurant, that I told you about before, and we'd been to before. And had a nice little lunch, and then we went about our business. I was supposed to meet him that night, but somehow or other I got sidetracked. I don't know where it was, why. Well, I was supposed to meet him at 6 at his office, and I got lost. The taxi driver didn't know where he's going. I didn't get there till 10 after, so old Lou had shoved off, and I never did find him. But it was all right, because he was probably tired, and I was too, and went and got a night's sleep, and the next day was yesterday, Saturday. So he worked half a day, and I went over and did some more business, moving around, trying to get some things done. And